All right, my name is Anthony Bullock. I'm 18 years old. Today is November 14th, 2018. I'm speaking with Weston Gordon, who is my National Guard recruiter. Today we are recording this interview in West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia. So what has motivated you in the past and what motivates you now?
In the past, I was always motivated by people thinking that I couldn't achieve the things that I'd set my heart to, my mind to. Mm-hmm. That was always kind of the driving factor for me, and once because I knew what I had inside of me and I knew what I wanted to prove.
Right.
Now, as I've gotten older, my priorities have changed, my initiatives have changed. So the thing that drives me the most now is my family.
Okay. So coming out of high school, what was your goal? And if you could, would you go back and change it?
Coming right out of high school, my goal was to complete college and to go into military. Mm-hmm. Initially, coming out of high school and going into college, I wanted to be a commissioned officer in the military. Things happened, some things changed. I'm still in the military and I've had a very successful career. However, I'm not a commissioned officer, but I feel that everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So I wouldn't change it for that reason because number one, it's really helped me as a man. It's mm-hmm. made me who I am now. And number two, I feel that the Army as a whole still needs strong non-commissioned officers to lead their soldiers.
When people ask if I would go back and change things, I normally say no, because the same reason. I think everything happens for a reason.
Exactly right.
So who has had the biggest impact on your life, and what kind of impact did they have?
I'm going to say my dad.
Okay.
And I'll say it. My dad and I, we didn't always have the best relationship, and that's because, I mean, my dad was, I'm fortunate because my dad's always been there.
Right.
And my dad's always really hard on me. And looking back on it, when I was young, it drove me crazy because I didn't feel like I could breathe, and I didn't feel like I could do things to his standard. But now, as an adult, as a parent myself, I realized that really he saw potential in me that I didn't know was there and that nobody else knew that I had. So he just tried to squeeze every bit of that out of me. So for that, I'm grateful.
Okay. All right, so what is something that was hard on you but defined you as a person?
I'm going to say, and again, it's going to be my first deployment to Iraq back in 2003 because it was really hard on me.
You were a scout, right?
Yeah, I was a young man. I was very, very young. And Iraq is a long ways from mom.
That it is.
And, but it defined me as a person because, and I'll tell you, man, it was where I grew up. You know, I thought that when I was 20, I thought that I knew everything and I thought that I was grown.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I went over there and experienced the things that I experienced firsthand that I truly became a man. So, and to this day, you know, those experiences, there as a barely 20-year-old kid, as a super junior enlisted guy in the military, those things that I experienced 15 years ago, 16 years ago, they still impact my life every day.
All right, so what is one story you would like people to remember you about, or remember about you?
I don't know that I would have one story. I would like to think, as far as being remembered, and I guess a story as a whole, would be maybe a short story, short book maybe. My time as a platoon sergeant was probably, personally and professionally, was probably the greatest job that I, or the greatest time of my life, because I was able to constantly work with and impact the lives of soldiers while I was doing the things that I like to do as a scout and as a leader in the military. And so for me, I think the relationships that I built with those guys and the things that we did together, that is one big story.
You're right.
That I think that I want those guys to remember.
Are you still close with some of those guys?
Absolutely, man. I talk to them every day. A lot of them I talk to every day. Yeah, got that picture hanging on the wall right there. So
that's a big thing with the military. It's a bond forever. Yeah. So What is one example of critical thinking that you've used in your life?
Critical thinking.
Maybe out while you were stationed or just driving and see something about to happen.
Okay, so I'm a recruiter.
Right.
Every day I have to, you know, in this job, and it's unlike any other job that I've ever had, but every day I'm trying to devise different plans and, you know, use critical thinking to try to find different avenues to approach and find possible applicants. With that, you know, in critical thinking, I have to use different methods and you know, generate those ideas to be effective with high school students. Like, for instance, today, I spent an entire day today talking to kids about substance abuse. So, and then on Friday, I'm back in there with, you know, I'm teaching civics. So I'm just trying to find, these ways and, like I said, these avenues to build my repertoire with those young people.
Yeah. Gotta connect with them somehow. So, what would you consider the best moment of your life? And why would that be it?
Man, the best moment of my life was probably, probably the day that I got married. Well, I know it was. I know it was. And a lot of people say the day that their kids were born or whatever. And I love my kids, but none of that would be possible if I didn't marry my wife. And so, you know, I love my wife very much, and she stood by me through a lot. And that was most definitely the best day of my life.
Okay. So, what are you proudest of, and why?
I'm proudest of. Of my children, because so far, you know, they're achieving things and they're being successful, and that is a direct that's a direct image of myself and my wife and the things that we're doing as parents and as adults in their lives, because ultimately that's going to be my legacy. The story that I want people to tell, it's going to be it's going to be told through them at some point in time. So right now, so far, the things that I'm most proud of are my kids, and I don't think that that'll change.
All right, so what are you most grateful for?
My family. I'm most grateful for my family. Like I said, they've, you know, they are a blessing to me, and they've stood by me through a lot over the years. And you know, and that goes with my wife and kids, and as well as my parents and my grandparents. And I've been really fortunate to have such a good family. But and I'm also grateful for my career, man, because and the choices that I've made to do what I do because of the doors that it's opened for me and the opportunities it's given me throughout time. So
yeah,
got a lot to be grateful for.
As we all. All right, so the last question, what have I not asked that you would like to add, if there's anything? Maybe some motivation to some young people? Some drive to join the National Guard?
Well, you know, we've all got, we're all born no matter what, and no matter where we're born or what we're born into, we're all born with opportunity. It's on us as individuals to make the right decisions and to make the right decisions and choose the right path in order for us to be successful. We can't be victims of our surroundings, you know. We can't be creatures of our environment. We've got to make the right decisions as people. And if you're born into something that's not, don't use it as an excuse. Use that as a motivator for you to break the cycle and for you to be better.
All right. Well said. Well, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.